The strip club was on 53rd Street and 5th Avenue. Uh-huh. It was 3 East 53rd. At one time in the 1950s, I tried to get a job back in the strip club. I was in between places to live and jobs and everything, and I applied for a job, and they said, gee, there's no openings now. We'll let you know. So I went over to another nightclub. What is the name that Barbara Walters, her father, owned that nightclub? Lou Walters. Barbara Walters is so famous now.
Yeah.
But her father owned a nightclub, and it was like a stork club. Everybody couldn't get in. He would only let certain people in. It was a club.
Yeah.
But Lou Walters' place was over down Broadway a ways. And they could get in there. So if they didn't get in the strip club, they'd go down and get into Lou. And I can't remember the name of Lou Walters' nightclub. But anyway, so when I couldn't get a job at the strip club that time, I went over. It wasn't Lou Walters' club. There was another nightclub on 51st Street near 5th Avenue. I can't remember the name of it. But I remember I worked behind the counter where cigarettes were sold, cigarettes and candy.
Right.
And I was back there selling those in this nightclub. And in pops Granny.
Yeah.
And Granny comes in and says, Dottie, Mr. B wants to talk to you.
Ah, okay.
So somebody told Mr. B that I was working at another place.
Uh-huh.
And so I went and talked to Mr. B the next day, and I got a job at the strip club.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I ended up being a cigarette girl with a cigarette tray over my shoulder.